Welcome back to Cork Meet 2010 in the Radisson Blue Hotel down on Little Island. This is Paul O'Mahony giving you my second report. I've just been meeting a company called Cascade Designs. This is a company which has got offices in Seattle, in Cork, and somewhere else. I met Kieran Brady, who's the head of purchasing at the company. And Kieran Brady was hosting a table where a number of other companies met their company. And around the table was Judy Hopkins from Hopkins Communication and Mark Hopkins. Also at the table was the man from Jenkinson Logistics, Derek O'Kelly Lynch, director of that company. They employ 75 people in Dublin, Belfast and Cork. And they also have a 72,000 square foot Pepsi Cola distribution centre in Cork. This is just to give you a flavour of it. There was Joe O'Flynn from Plastic Pallets, a company also in Cork. I never thought before in my life that there were such things as plastic pallets, but of course as soon as they're mentioned you realise that you can't ship wood all around the world and that plastic might be a good idea, especially in the pharma industry. Who else was sitting around that table? There was Declan Lynch from Westboro Partners. Now, Westboro Partners are a kind of a client of mine, so the company's been around for 27 years in Cork, has 35 staff, Westboro Partners, but they're actually branching out from being accountants to doing lots of extra value-added things for their clients. So I heard the story of these companies. Who else was there around the table? Well, it doesn't actually matter, but the key thing is that the people around the table were talking to a company that was listening to them, and the man from the company, Kieran Brady, was keeping notes. He was taking notes of what each of us had to say about our businesses, and he's going to pass those notes on to other people. So he made a very nice statement like, you know, we keep things local if we can. These kind of meetings help us all. And the one that I wrote down actually at the end, because I asked him, what on earth do you actually need from us, you know? And he said, it's not what I need now, it's what I might need in the future. So that's what the purchasing, head of purchasing at Cascade Designs had to say, really. He was really taking a broad, open view. And I found that very impressive, really, I have to say. The other thing is that I also met shortly afterwards, Frank Dowling from Dowling & Dowling Design Consultants. They're in Glanmire. I'm fascinated by the fact that Glanmire turns out to have more businesses than I realised were there. So this is the kind of idea, folks. This is a new invention this year, Meet the Buyers. The company that I was with has had done three of these sessions during the day. They've met probably about five or six other companies around a little round table. Each of those companies meeting the buyer, so to speak, has been able to tell the other companies around the table what they do. So I've got a little book here now with bits of information. I've my knowledge about what businesses exist in Cork has been broadened considerably. I now know that, for example, I now know that companies in Cork are actually relocating their plant to India and even to Uganda because Jenkinson Logistics are helping them relocate. That's the kind of global world we all live in. And finally, one last thing. There was a lovely moment where the Kieran Brady was doing a little presentation, and my hearing isn't great, so he talked about 250 screws, and I couldn't tell whether he was talking about shoes or screws. And I finally said to him, what on earth is this thing you keep talking about? And it's SKUS. So for those of you who don't, like me, know what this is, that's a technical word, a jargon word for individual items. So this company manufactures 50 individual items in the United States, 70 of them in the Far East, and 120 of them in Middleton in East Cork. So that's it. Look, I just find that very interesting. Look forward to meeting other companies here. And I have to say, there is a very, very heady atmosphere to be had here. And it's about time I went and sampled the canapes and drink that I've paid for as part of my ticket. Okay, cheerio for now. Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye.